Bob, you have to yell.
But he stole my rolling pin, and he's going to use it to make a satellite.
How do you like that, Dad? I tell Marianne she shouldn't call him, she starts bawling.
You'll get your rolling pin back, Bob. None of Chip's satellites ever get more than 3 feet off the ground.
But it should be in the top drawer, not 3 feet off the ground. And tell him to quit using my egg beaters to make helicopters.
I probably would stop that before you break a lamp or something.
My rolling pin is probably on its way to the moon with a monkey in it.
I told her she should...
Oh, shit!
Bob, will you stop yelling, please? And Robbie, I told you to cut that out now.
Steve, you don't have to shout.
I'm sorry, I've had a rough week and I guess I'm a little edgy. I had this morning off and I just like a little quiet, that's all.
So would I.
I think I'll take a ride downtown and pick up some pipe tobacco or something. I know boys have to make noise sometimes.
I suppose you'd rather have a house full of girls.
Well, now that you bring it up, I will admit there have been moments when I thought that might be interesting. It would certainly be a lot more quiet.
Well, if he wanted a house full of women, he should have thought about it a long time ago.
Miss your bus?
No, it missed me.
Oh, well, I'm glad I came along.
Yeah.
Red light. My name's Steve Douglas.
Oh, my name's Longfellow.
Longfellow, huh?
What's in a name? Most everyone calls me Billy.
Bad day, Billy.
I'm going clear across town. Manchester, near Spring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you can drop me off anywhere along the way.
No, I'm just off to the right. I'll take you over.
I'm going over to visit my sister. She has four boys I like to see.
What do you know? I'm just trying to get away from four boys. Temporarily, that is.
Your sons?
The three of them are. One's a grandfather. Oh.
Well, you know, boys can be a problem.
Yeah, they sure can.
And so can girls.
I'd like the chance to find out.
You would? the signal's changed.
Huh.
I didn't take you too far out of your way.
Oh, not at all. Besides, who was it that said by leaving a few minutes earlier or a few minutes later or by stopping to speak to a friend or by going down one road instead of another, you can change the whole course of your life?
That was Longfellow who said that. The other one. I hope picking me up will bring you a lot of good fortune.
Thanks.
And just to be sure, here's a token for good luck.
Oh, thanks, Billy.
Thanks, Steve. Oh, you sure you can find your way home?
Oh, sure. I know this town like I know my own name.
Well, if you'd like to try a shortcut, turn down Spruce instead of Spring.
Fine, I'll try that.
See ya.
Goodbye. Dead end. Let's see, I made a right turn off Spruce, but a left turn off Pine. What was it off Elm? One of those tree streets. Some shortcut. Not out of gas.
Oh, Fred. Come here.
What are you doing here,
huh?
That's a good dog.
You know, for a minute I thought you were our dog. You look just like him.
Doorbell's ringing. I can hear.
I got it the last time.
Just like home. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Nice dog you've got here. What's his name?
He's a she. Her name's Juliet.
Juliet, huh?
My mother named her. Did you want to see my mother? Because she isn't here.
No, I'll tell you, I've run out of gas, and I wonder if I could use your phone to call the auto club.
You can use it if you can get it. My sister's talking on it as usual. That's because she's always talking to boys.
Oh, I see.
Come on in.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. I don't like boys yet. I'm only 9.
What?
But everyone says in a couple of years I will.
I'm sure you will.
I did not say that.
This is the living room.
Yes, I know.
What's your name? Mine's Kit.
Kit, huh? Oh, I'm glad to know you, Kit. My name's Steve Douglas.
You can sit down if you like.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
What was that?
Clementine, my dog.
Oh, I'm sorry. I sat on her.
It's okay. You didn't hurt her. Would you like to hold her?
Say that.
Oh, thank you, kid. I think it'd be better if you held her.
Oh, man, honest. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, hello.
This is my sister, Bobby.
Bobby?
Short for Roberta.
Oh.
This is Mr. Douglas. He wants to use the phone.
But why are you mad at me?
Oh, for sure, but Mike's using the phone right now.
Mike?
Short for Michelle.
Well.
You want your
pen back? Mike, Bobby, and Kit, huh?
Excuse me. I'll hurry up.
Are you a friend of my mother's?
No. Tell me, Bobby, what is your mother's first name?
Irene.
Oh, that's a relief. I thought maybe it might be Steve, short for Stephanie or something.
Mr. Douglas, do you know anything about boys?
Well, yes. I know a little about them.
Oh, I wish I did.
Is something the matter?
Nothing that a date for the school dance tomorrow night wouldn't cure.
You don't have a date?
No. Oh, and I have a new dress, too. Even new shoes. Do you like it?
Yes, I think it's beautiful. But I can't imagine a pretty girl like you having trouble getting a date.
Oh, well, another girl called the boy I wanted to go with invited him to her house for dinner. So we have to take her.
Well, sometimes we men get ourselves trapped into situations we can't get out of.
Well, if I'd called him first, it wouldn't have happened. But my mother says it isn't right for girls to call boys.
I think your mother's right.
Well, how would you feel if you had to sit home and wait for some girl to make up her mind whether or not she wanted to take you out?
Well, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Sound like my mother. She evades the issue, too.
How about your father?
Oh, we haven't got a father. My mother's a widow.
Oh. Is this a picture of your mother?
Uh-huh.
She's very pretty.
Oh, well, I'll go and see if Mike's still on the phone.
Oh, there's no hurry.
Well, yes, there is. When the phone's tied up, we're out of touch with the outside world.
I'm a planet.
I'd like to know if my husband...
One.
With NyQuil. Good move.
Craving more tape?
Protected in the Prestone Zone.
You can have the phone now, Mr. Douglas. Mike's about to hang up on Dick.
Oh, I wouldn't want her to hang up on account of me.
Oh, she isn't. They've just had a fight.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
If you lived here, you'd get used to it.
I would.
If that's the way you feel, Dick Brothers, well, then you can have your pen back. I'll mail it back right away.
Couldn't they talk it over? Maybe...
Oh, it doesn't mean anything. Look, Mr. Douglas, the minute she hangs up, grab the phone.
She's crying.
I don't think I want to grow up. Not if I have to be that miserable. Thank you, Mr. Douglas.
Good boy. Forever.
Well, here's your chance, Mr. Douglas.
Miss... Mike, I wouldn't cry. I'm sure it isn't as bad as it seems.
Oh, yes, it is.
You better just dial your number, Mr. Douglas.
Look, would it do any good if I talk to this fella? I wouldn't butt in like this, except I have three sons and I know how they think. At least I think I know how they think.
I don't care if I never speak to him again the rest of my life. Dick, you called back. I know, I'm sorry, too.
I told you you should have grabbed the phone. This'll take hours.
Kit, come back here with that blanket. Kit!
Oh, that's Mub. She always yells, but she doesn't really mean it.
Mub? Not your grandmother.
Yes. How did you know?
I just guessed.
You come back here, kid.
Even sounds like him.
My doll buggy.
Mub takes care of us while Mother works.
I know.
Kid, don't you think I have enough to do all day without chasing you all over the place? Get off that phone. You take those dolls and get those things out of here. And then here, you take your pen.
Who are you?
I'm not quite sure. I think my name is Stephen Longfellow. I mean, Stephen Douglas. Now, why would I make up a story like that? It was just one of those strange things. Call it coincidence, if you like.
Did the dog reel look like Champ?
I thought it was Tramp for a minute. Her name was Juliet. And they even had a grandmother. And believe it or not, they called her Mub. She even reminded me of you, Bob.
Oh, so now I look like a woman.
I didn't say you look like her.
Boy, can you imagine anything worse than being a woman and having to look like Bub? Well, thanks a lot. And I don't think you got Rock Hudson worried very much either.
Dad, if you don't mind my saying so, you could have imagined all this happened.
I didn't imagine it. I met this family, like ours, and they lived in a house like ours. Of course, the furnishings were different, but...
But that was probably your subconscious, just wishing for a household of women instead of men. Remember, you said it just before you left.
It wasn't my sub anything. I tell you what happened.
Dad, I wasn't going to say anything about it, but this morning when I went to the library, I saw you in the car.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You must have been upset even then because... Well, because you were talking to yourself.
I was not talking to myself. I was talking to somebody I'd picked up.
But there was no one in the car with you, Dad.
Of course there was someone in the car with me. You just couldn't see him, that's all.
Mike couldn't see him, but you could.
Yes, of course. The reason Mike couldn't see him, I guess, was because he was such a little fellow.
A little boy?
No, I imagine he was around 35 or 40 years old. He was only about 3 feet high.
3 feet high?
Yes, and his name was Longfellow.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow?
Billy Longfellow. Look, he gave me a coin. A good luck coin. I've got it right here in my pocket. I'll show you.
Maybe it was an invisible coin.
It was not an invisible coin. I tell you, I had it. All right, you have your fun. I've got to go to the plant, but when I get back, I'm going to take you over and have you meet this family. Then we'll see who has the last laugh.
If you don't mind, we'll wait here.
No, I don't mind. You stay wherever you want to. I'll show you.
All right.
Juliet?
There's no dog here.
Well, she's probably in the house. Juliet?
Don't look at me, lady. I never saw him before in my life.
after seeing the house empty, I can understand where it would be a little difficult for you to believe.
Yeah, well, I think I'll go upstairs and hit the books for a while.
Right.
Is there anything I can get you?
No, thank you, Mike.
A glass of warm milk?
No, thank you.
Dad, I turned down your bed for you.
Well, that was very thoughtful of you.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thanks. Now, you must have some homework or something to do, haven't you?
Yeah, sure does.
Chip, you must have some homework, huh?
Yeah. Dad?
Yes, Chip?
I believed everything you told us today.
Thank you, Chip.
Even the part where you're talking to somebody and he wasn't there.
That's fine.
You sure are a good storyteller.
You know, I'm beginning to think you're right, Chip.
So long.
Don't you pat me. Just has to be an explanation for this. A logical, believable explanation.
He's talking to himself again. Well, that just shows you what overwork can do.
Boy, from now on, I'm going to watch more TV instead of doing my homework.
House can't be lived in the morning and absolutely empty a few hours later.
Real estate agent said we turned at 4th and Pine.
We were doing fine until we picked up that little fella and gave him a ride. Some shortcut he gave us.
He was awfully cute, though. Imagine a name like that. Longfellow.
We got some laundry to do, and then I'm going to bed. You better do the same.
Yeah, I'm going up in a minute, Bob.
Nothing like a good night's rest to bring you back to normal.
Back to normal? Will you stop that? I'm all right.
Sure you are. Sure you are. It was probably nothing but just a little touch of memory virus, that's all.
Maybe we'd better stop and ask where 4th Avenue is.
There's a porch light on over there.
I guess that's as good a place as any to ask.
That's right. Never mind.
I'm sorry to bother you, but we're lost. Could you please tell me where 4th Avenue is?
Well,
Juliet, how did you get in here?
Juliet?
Oh, I'm sorry, but your dog looks just like ours.
Trap, be quiet. You have a dog named Juliet?
Yes, but I see now that...
Be quiet. Go on. Go on the other ball. I can't believe this. You have a dog named Juliet. You have three daughters, Mike, Bobby, and Kit. And they have a grandmother named Mom. And your name is Irene. And you live in a house like this.
I'm sorry I troubled you. I'll just go now.
No, please come here.
If you don't mind.
Look, my name is Steve Douglas.
It's been nice knowing you, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, please, goodbye. I want you to explain something to my family. Come in, please.
What's the matter, Tramp? You want out? Well, okay. Out you go. Atta boy.
And when I took the family over there this afternoon, I found the house empty.
We didn't intend to move until next week. But my brother-in-law, who was letting us use the house, came back unexpectedly. And he asked us if we couldn't get out tonight so he could get in the morning.
That was pretty fast moving. I just hope you'll explain this whole thing to my family.
Of course I will. Juliet, get on back in the car. Go on.
No, Juliet, you can stay here. I just want my family to see her, too.
Tramp, I thought I'd just let you out. Okay, out you go again.
Boy. Tramp, if you're looking for Juliet, she went out there. Bring them all in, Irene.
Mike, Robbie, Jim.
I would like you to meet the Anderson family. This is Mrs. Anderson and her three daughters,
Mike, Bobby, and Kit. And this is the girl's grandmother, Mub. Bub and Mub.
Hiya, Bub.
So there, you see? Well, let's all go sit down, shall we?
Oh, all right. I can't stay very long. We have to get
home. Oh, and doorbell.
Oh,
very nice day.
I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
Oh, well, that's the story of my life. Hey, could you tell me how to get to 4th and Oak?
Now, if you take a right and go 1, 2, 3 blocks,
that should be Oak Street.
And, Mike, are you talking to yourself?
This man here is lost.
Hi, Steve.
Hello, Billy. Come on in.
I didn't know you lived here.
Oh, you didn't. Well, come on in and join the party.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Addison.
Is that
the last piece to the jigsaw? Can I get you something, Mike? Maybe a glass of warm milk?
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for 2 episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice as nice morning on TV Land.